Greetings, happy viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living. Today I will be preparing for you a popular North American dish called chili. You know, living here in the Southwest, we have a strong Hispanic influence on our cuisine. With that in mind, I will be using traditional Hispanic ingredients. So I'm going to call this dish chili con amor. Okay, so our first ingredient we're going to use is this soy rizo, which is actually a vegan version of a Mexican sausage called chorizo. And typically this is a sausage eaten at breakfast time. But this is a wonderful vegan version of it. And that's what we're going to use in our dish today. If you cannot find this particular vegan sausage, you can substitute with two patties of your favorite vegan burgers. So, just going to remove the package right now. Over here I have a hot frying pan, which I'm just going to add about a tablespoon of canola oil. And just spread that around. As you can see, there's a casing here, and you can just kind of squeeze it out just like a tube. And I have this on medium-high heat. There we go. And we're going to use both of them for our dish. We'll let that sit and brown, and while I'll prepare the chili, the rest of our dish. So, first thing we're going to start out with is our onion. I have half an onion here diced already, and I have a hot pot already. And I'm going to put about 2 tablespoons of canola oil, and I'll get our onions started. And with that, you just want to get them slightly cooked so that they're translucent. Just stir that around. I'll add a pinch of salt and a pinch of black pepper. Next, what I'm going to do is I'm going to dice celery. We're going to use about 4 stalks of celery, approximately 2 cups. So what I did here is I'm just going to cut this in half, cut this in 4 pieces. And you just want to dice it really small. Make sure you use a sharp knife, because I know the celery sometimes can be really grainy, and then you don't get a clean cut and you get like fibers of the celery in there. What I have here is I have the other 3 stalks I already cut, so I'm just going to throw that in right now. Along with the one I just cut. Just stir this. And we're going to let this soften up, I would say maybe about 3 to 4 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. But once the celery starts to get a little softer, then we can just go ahead and proceed. Stir around our chorizo. So now I'm going to cut our bell peppers. I'm using a green one and a red one. And I think, you know, the bell peppers adds a wonderful fragrance to our dish, and also adds a lot of nice color, especially the red. You know, if you wanted to use yellow, it's fine, orange. So again, with our bell peppers, we're just going to dice this up small like we did our celery pieces. So I'm just going to clean it up a little bit with the vein, just cut it out. Okay, So now we'll just begin by dicing our bell pepper. And you know, it doesn't have to be very fancy, just small enough so that it's not really standing out in our dish. I'll throw in our green peppers. Stir that around. Now I'll begin cutting our red pepper. Okay, now that our peppers are cut, now I'm gonna just throw in the rest of our ingredients. First, I'm gonna add black beans. What I did was I strained it and washed it first. Here I have pinto beans. Again, I washed these first and I strained out the water. Okay, next I have chili beans. And the chili beans I actually left in there the sauce that came in. Next, I have diced tomatoes, one can of diced tomatoes, or actually I'm gonna use two. So here's the first one. And I have one can of corn. I drained this one as well. Next, I have a small can of tomato sauce. Here I have a can of chopped green chilies. It's not very spicy, but it adds a little, you know, flavor to the dish. Okay. Lastly, I have a tomato paste. It comes in a small can like this. It's pretty thick, but adds a lot of wonderful flavor. And I have about one can of vegetable broth, which is almost 2 cups. Just pour that right in. Okay. Now I'm gonna stir this around a little bit. As you can see, this is a large portion. It's not a. This is something that you'd love to invite maybe a group of people to your house. Maybe you watch a sporting event or some type of get together. This is a great dish to use for that. Okay. Next, I'm going to add about a teaspoon of salt. Add a teaspoon of black pepper. About 2 teaspoons of turbinado sugar we're going to use. Okay. And then here, what I have is I have a bunch of different spices. What I'm going to use is I'm going to use 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon of dried basil leaves, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 2 teaspoons of oregano leaves, and then I have 2 tablespoons of chili powder. And it sounds like it's going to be very spicy, but this is really actually not that spicy. It's kind of mild in flavor, in the heat. If you'd like to add more, you know, you could always add more paprika. If you really wanted to make it spicy, you could add maybe habanero pepper. But habanero peppers are very, very spicy. So have all our spices in here, and I'm going to just stir it around. And over here I have our soy rizo, which is, I can hear it getting brown. And with this, you know, since it's already soy protein, you don't have to worry about killing the bacteria. Like, you know, when the people usually use meat sausages, they have to make sure that it's cooked very, very well. You know, make sure it's completely cooked. But at least with the soy products, you know, they're already cooked, so it's not so much important that it has to be at a certain temperature or whatever. Once it gets to the proper consistency that you like, you know, you could just add it into the chili. And I think it's about right now, so we could just go ahead and pour this in. And I'm just going to stir this around. Now what we have to do is we have to let this stew for at least 40 minutes, and you want to stir it every 5 minutes. Now I'm going to just put a top on this. When we come back, this should be ready to go, and I'll show you how we're going to apply this dish. Welcome back. Like I said, we just got done stewing this. I had this on low heat for 40 minutes, and as you can see, that's the texture is very thick now, which is the consistency we're looking for. You can have it even thicker. You can just leave it on the heat if you want it more thicker. But another reason why we do this is to stew it so that all the spices and ingredients, they really meld together and make a wonderful flavor. So it's complete, and I'm ready to dish it up. And I have a variety of ways to eat this chili con amor. First here, I have some French fries, and then I have some chips, and I also have some hot vegan hot dogs here. And I'm just going to get started. Just pour it right on top, just like that, on top. Careful with the hot dog. Okay, and then actually we're gonna add a little bit of minced onions on top. If you don't like onions, and you know, you don't, it's not absolutely necessary, but I think it adds a nice little kick to the flavor. And also, as a special treat, I have some shredded vegan cheese, which is very delicious. And almost a staple whenever you have chili is to have some shredded cheese to add on top. Just a little bit like that. Okay. And also, you know, that's almost as a secondary ingredient in all these other dishes, but you could just have it as is. And here I go.
Hi, Tita.
Oh, hey, Lee. How are you?
This smells great.
Oh, yeah.
Let me guess. Is this chili?
Yes, sir. And I have a bowl right here if you'd like to try some.
I sure would.
Okay, let me put a little bit of onion, a little bit of shredded cheese.
Can I use the spoon?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
Delicious.
Oh, thank you very much.
Delicious. The spices.
It's not too spicy, right?
Not too spicy.
Yeah, like I said, we didn't add too much spices in there as spicy spices. So it should be rather mild, right?
This is great.
Well, thank you very much, Lee. Well, that's our program, and thank you for joining us. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more constructive programming. And always, as always, thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.